From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Moonshine District, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 504th live performance. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, Moonshine District. The group formed shortly after guitarist Maggie Stanley met banjo and fiddler Katie Didid at 2014 Supermoon Music and Arts Festival in Whitesburg, Kentucky, where both performed as solo artists. One day, the two began jamming with mandolinist Jared Hamilton. Later, adding Eric Smith next to me on washtub bass after he approached them, expressing his interest in being in a band. In recent months, the group rounded out their five-person lineup with Mr. Mike O'Malley on lead guitar. Tonight on the Red Barn Radio stage, Moonshine District. Give them a hand. Welcome, folks. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Red Barn Radio, and the fun music and good singing you're listening to is coming from Moonshine District. And Moonshine District is a group of folks who are, I think, mostly from Eastern Kentucky. I have Jared Hamilton, who's playing mandolin on my left, Mike O'Malley. Mike, you're from Louisville, is that right? Did I get that right? Okay. And Maggie Stanley is doing a lot of the singing here tonight, and she's playing guitar. Katie Didid is a fiddler and a banjo player. Then rounding out the band with the round-shaped bass that he plays.
You gotta carry some tomatoes occasionally.
Is that, that's right. Also used for carrying things and for washing things. That's Eric Smith playing the washtub bass here. Maggie, could you talk us through how the band came together as it is today?
Yeah. Jared and I, we've been friends for a while now. And I actually was living in Asheville, North Carolina, playing music down there. And decided to move back home with my family for a little while in Southwest Virginia.
Just for a little while?
Just for a little while.
That's Southwestern Virginia.
Yeah, you can't say West Virginia. You have to say
yes,
South.
Yes, not the southern part of West Virginia,
exactly.
But Southwestern, yes.
If you say it any other way, then you know people might look at you different. But not,
sure.
Hopefully not. But no, Jared, we've been friends for a long time, and he was living in Whitesburg, Kentucky, which is about 20 minutes from the place I was at in Virginia. And we pick around every once in a while, and then a group of friends organized a music festival called Supermoon. It was on the river at the time, River Music and Arts Festival. They asked me to perform there as a solo artist, and I was just kind of, I've always played music, but I was just kind of like getting out on my own as a performer, period. And Katie was another solo artist, and we both were basically the only females there, and we get that at a lot of places we play. You know, there's not that many females at all. So we instantly knew that we needed to connect and get together, and Jared kind of made that happen. He made sure he put a kick in our butts. He's like, you're going to play music with her now.
So how long ago was it then, Maggie, that you first sort of broke out and on your own and sort of discovered that you were a talented singer and performer?
I've been playing music since I was itty bitty. My entire family played bluegrass. I never had the guts to do it on my own, and it helps a lot with these guys standing with me to be on stage and to sing what I want to sing, and I'm super honored to have them. I don't know, I was probably like 13 or 14. I remember getting on stage. I played different bluegrass festivals where I'm from. I did a lot of Christmas shows with Ron Short from that area. You know, like your average like little girl playing bluegrass music with the big time folks. That she sang all right, but the other people, what they were really there for.
Aw, probably not.
She kissing your brother, and she takes your heart and
Did you discover your voice early on as a kid? Did someone come along to you and say, you've really got a set of pipes, you can really sing?
I always knew I wanted to sing ever since I was, there's a videotape of me actually when I'm like 3 years old and my mom's like, what do you want to be when you're a little Maggie? And I'm like, I'm a singer. really my grandfather, he would always bring out his church hymns and, you know, showed me what rhythm was, you know, patting his hand. Mm. And there it kind of took off. And I would sing all the time in the shower and my closet. I remember doing that a lot. It was really early on, and it helped a lot singing those old hymns because it taught me how to do rhythm and rhythm guitar.
I love hearing that was the start of your music training in rhythm. It seems like there are a lot of folks who didn't start there who should have.
Yeah.
What a great sort of grounding, you know, for starting whatever instrument it is that you happen to want to play.
Right.
You said that your family was a family of bluegrass players.
Pretty much, yeah. My grandfather, he played the banjo. I think they were called the Patsy Bottom Boys. I have an old newspaper article, just a group of three friends on my ridge that would get together and play. And then my uncles, you know, they kind of veered off from bluegrass, and I did too. My mom did as well. But that was the root of, you know, our heritage. We would just like sit around at Christmas time or, you know, any kind of birthday and be on the farm, and someone would have an instrument. And so it just seemed natural that I was supposed to play music too.
Sounds really idyllic.
Thank you.
So Katie, the two of you met. Why don't you pick it up from here?
I feel like if you set each of us aside and ask us what music scene that we've been a part of for the last 5 years, they would all be different. Jared and Eric are definitely in the punk scene back home. I've really been a big fan of the traditional and old time stuff in the later years of my teenage. And Maggie's definitely the blues factor. I remember the festival that she's talking about, Supermoon. I remember looking at the list and seeing there was only one other girl on there. Now I knew that she'd played music and stuff, so I made it a point to go back that Sunday, even though I'd already left the festival, because I wanted to see the only other girl that lived 30 minutes away from me that was playing music and singing songs as well. So when I watched her, I was blown away, and like she said, Jared kind of pushed us in the direction of being like, hey, she's blues and you're folk, but I really think that we could somehow mix the two and make it work. Thus, here we are.
Yeah. We have a lot of different elements going. You know, I was thinking, how do we classify what you do?
We're still trying.
Yeah, you look at, well, good.
We're still trying.
Well, keep trying, you know, and you're going to find a lot of creative energy in the process of sort of blending everything. First of all, two guitarists up here. A little bit unusual for like a band that would call itself old time, especially the presence of a lead player. That suits bluegrass more. Old time and the banjo you're playing doesn't make sense.
That's the new one. The old one,
I just
refused
switched over.
To put the resonator
on. I used to be
on.
Kind of a little bit picky, and they've all got pickups, and they all kept telling me to get a resonator.
Broadcast.
And I finally caved, and I bought this banjo just recently off my good friend James Webb from Frankfurt. So the other one I was playing was actually my grandfather's, and it didn't have a back. But
so do you play clawhammer-style banjo, too?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
all right, good. And that's what you did on the open back. Then the other element of this band, you've got the washtub bass. That really brings this sound back to something that's a little more raw. With the washtub bass, you know, we can never quite tell what the note is. It's always sort of approaching a note. There's some kind of an interesting fun and mixed fun and tension that sort of happens with that, which is very cool.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Moonshine District. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place, Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Moonshine District after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Oh, mama, don't dance. Mama, don't.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Moonshine District, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Moonshine business down in eastern Kentucky fueling the economy?
I believe so, yeah. 100%, yeah.
Yeah, completely.
Definitely. Waxburg took a long time for us to get the steel down there that's going on, Kentucky Moonshine, and once we got it in there, everybody loves it. And I mean, it took a while to get a few votes in, but I mean, that's what the majority of the town wants to go in that direction for sure. And the only downfall that's happened recently is that the trademark Kentucky, I believe UK, is trying to say that they can't use that anymore. So a lot of the town people are kind of like,
Control.
didn't mean any harm by saying earlier that, you know, you're not, never quite sure what note you're hitting.
Of course.
But, you know, it's just, of course not.
Yeah.
Of course you didn't mean to insult me.
I didn't mean
so
it.
So tell us about the materials that you use, actually, especially the string and the stick.
Actually, the stick was, I found in my mom and dad's garage. Just use it. It's an old flagpole. And then I got a U-bolt, of course. The string is actually all natural hemp that you can buy at Walmart. I get 500 yards of it for $3. So hopefully they give me a sponsorship. I'm praying. But,
yeah. And so is hemp a particularly perfect type of string for this?
It's a lot easier on the hands. As you can tell, I've got some pretty gnarly calluses. But used to use like a paracord. You can also use like a weed eater string, but usually with that you want to use kind of like a metal glove of the sorts, and to actually not be able to like completely rip your hands apart, which is nice because you can still play this. Like we played what, 3 nights straight this past weekend, and like everything, my hand's all right, you know. But if you did it with like more or less the weed eater string and you didn't have a glove on, you would be missing about part of a finger.
I wish guitar strings cost what that string
absolutely
costs.
Tell me about it.
Well, yeah.
Simple, and I liked it that
Mike O'Malley, you're the lead guitar player with this group, and you're a glass blower, I hear.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about your glass blowing life.
Well, I watched my friends do it for like 5 years, and then I moved out to Colorado for about 6 months, where a guy from like who lived in Louisville for years and still owns a head shop there called Natural Mystics, he welcomed me into his shop and taught me some of what I know. And then when I moved back, me and some friends took over our buddy's studio, who taught my friend Logan how to blow glass, a guy named Maya Hunt. He actually blows glass here in Lexington now. But he handed his studio down to us, so now it's me, my buddy Logan Geyer, my buddy Jake Laughlin, and Zach Weiss. And then Steve and Carly come hang out from time to time. Carly mainly does like jewelry and stuff.
Get along home, Cindy.
I would like to thank our guests, Katie, Maggie, Mike, Jared, and Eric, Moonshine District, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations from Kentucky, Tennessee, and West Virginia to Minnesota and Canada. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Hey, once again, let's hear it for the Moonshine District Band. Can you guys close us out with one? Moonshine District. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Jared, Mike, Maggie, Katie, and Eric, Moonshine District, for being with us tonight. Kappa's Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Kappa's Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.